And what it means, therefore, is that the hell that he said descended to hell, that was the lower regions. In other words, we call that the limbo of the fathers. So why Sunday? Because our Lord chose to rise from the grave in body, and so on Sunday. Secondly, because it is Pentecost Sunday. Holy Spirit descended on Sunday. And thirdly, with Christianity, there began what we call a new creation. When Jesus died on the cross, he redeemed the world from sin. When Jesus rose from the dead, he began to confer the graces. Am I clear? Why is death and resurrection go together? The risen Christ is the one through whom all the grace to the whole world comes from Christ is God through Christ is man. And then, of course, the Eucharist. When was the first time that Jesus said Mass? Holy Thursday night. When was the second time? Easter Sunday evening. That's what the church teaches. Sunday, therefore, is now the, call it Sabbath, and who would know the Latin name for Sunday? Dies Dominica. The Lord's Day, the Day of the Lord, because on Sunday he both rose from the dead, and on Sunday he sent the Holy Spirit 10 days, as we know, after his ascension. Now the church's legislation from the very beginning, sisters, Sunday has always been a holy day. Always, always. We have record in Spain, Elvira, 306, commanding the faithful to go to Mass and receive communion. Hear it? Every Sunday. Then the Council of Trent, in the 16th century, which, as you know, meant mainly to meet the terrible errors which the Protestants began disseminating. And no Protestant who knows Protestantism, who is sane and sober, believes in the sacrifice of the Mass. Zero. Having taught it, I think I've told you, I taught in 6 Protestant seminaries. And never once was I asked. I don't say to teach a course, even to give one lecture in Protestantism to these Protestant seminarians. Always he wanted me to teach them about Catholicism. Do you hear me? And they paid my superiors good money. Have me teach Protestants the Catholic faith. And for 7 years, I was on the faculty of the Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago, teaching straight Catholicism. And they loved it. And they better know the right answers, otherwise they would fail. Sisters, we have the truth, and we can be spoiled. We are so well fed, to coin a term, with the truth. He may not realize, I don't think he do realize, how desperately hungry, starving the rest of the world is for what we have. We have the truth. Then Second Vatican Council. Very clear. Sunday is the Lord's Day. And it's the day when Catholics should receive Holy Communion. It is a day of gratitude. It is also the day, so Second Vatican teaches, it is the day of the hope of our resurrection from the dead. I don't know, but I really believe that the last day will come on Sunday. Just makes sense. Our Lord chose Sunday to rise from the dead, and I think the last day of this world and the first day of eternity will be on a Sunday. When it takes place, see if Father Hardin was right. Now, and there should be a quotation mark after the word together, gathering together. In other words, and I'm speaking of the faithful in general, of course, they are encouraged to go to Mass during the week. And the day after I return to the States, I am offering Mass that week, 6:30 a.m., to about 20 faithful Catholics that come to the 6:30 morning Mass. However, the Sunday Mass is meant to be a gathering together of the faithful to pray together. Remember, I think we said, we need two kinds of grace. We need personal grace for ourselves, and we need collective grace, or community grace, for the church, and say, for your community, me for my community. And the parish needs grace for the gathering of the people who belong to the parish. Then, and this is also good to hear, in the language of the church, Sunday is to be, well, a day of interior happiness. And the Latin word for interior happiness is laetitia. In other words, we should not be burdened with, say, unnecessary work. And that's why. The second is vacatio ab opere, vacation, sisters. This is the church's infallible teaching. Every Catholic should have a vacation on every Sunday. Do you hear me? Now, sisters, it is 25 years I've been teaching the Missionaries of Charity. My first meeting with Mother was 5 hours. And I think I told you what happened. I told Mother, my provincial superior will have to approve. Did I tell you this? Go to my provincial superior, your regional superior. Mother Teresa has asked me to work with her sisters. He wrote back, Dear John, that's my name. You've got enough work to do. Tell Mother Teresa, thanks. So I told Mother Teresa, thanks. Guess what? She asked me, what's your provincial superior's name? Secondly, what's his address?